Quickly the days and a number pass by. So quickly the days of the judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, where fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
I've been up on the mountain the with the Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low, but if ever a time he deserts me, where with my troubles I'd go. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without you, Lord, I could never. Don't ever make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me, and I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. If I had all the wealth of this old world, if I had all that money could buy, if I had not the love of my Savior, I would rather be dead than alive. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me.
You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me, and I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home.
Yeah, he found us. Mm-hmm. We didn't find him. He found us.
Yeah, he found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. And that's exactly what happened. I was so low, saw no future, and Jesus came by my way.
And then we continued on, and we didn't stop until we found that pearl of great price. Mm-hmm. That was just a starting here when the Lord found us.
Mm-hmm.
But then we journeyed on, and I know a lot of people, they had the same experience, but they give up. They don't go to the end. It says, endure to the end. Mm-hmm. They shall be saved. Yay. That lady we met yesterday, she probably had an experience back in the day, but they get caught up in some religious cesspool, and then they stop to... They stop the fight, you know what I'm saying? You got to go to the finish wire, and if you keep on going, you end up exactly where you and I are at. We know we're right, eh? Mm-hmm. Because we didn't stop. We went through a lot of bumps along the road, mm-hmm. and this and that, and a lot of trials and tribulations, but we didn't stop until we found that the message for our day. That's really that pearly great prize, is the message for your day. And we did stop when we found it. There was not enough devils in hell that could divert us. Yeah, the devil's been on our case ever since, you know. He's really fired it up ever since, mm-hmm. we found the message for our day. And then you put that out, you're going to be, that's where it says, you'll be hated from everybody for my name's sake. You know, you're not hated if you go to these cults out there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hate you. In fact, they embrace you as long as you're part of their clan.
That's right.
But I tell you, when you stand out, when you mention that anything about the prophet to the age or a message for your age, every devil in hell is on your case, and they put you in the outs. And but see, that don't bother us, because we got the Word of God to encourage us. We got each other, and we got the Lord, and we got the truth. We have the truth here in this day. At the end of the day, the truth will still be the truth, mm-hmm. you know. And we have the truth. We don't have to worry what people say to or think about it. They can put us in the outs. They can even kill us if they want to. Who cares? At the end of the day is what counts, you know. And, that's just the way it is.
That's right.
Down here my steps grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I think I'm all alone, but I still carry on. For a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. As I walk down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures at the search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a pay at the end of the road. There'll be a pay at the end of life's road when I stroll down the streets of pure gold. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my penny at the end of the road. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my penny at the end of the road.
That's where we're putting our investments into the Word of God. Everything else will fail. They try to get us to invest money in gold and this, that, and the other, and buy bonds, and oh man, there's just no end to it.
That's right.
But see, we've invested in the Word of God, and where the thief doesn't steal it, you know what I'm saying? Like that Leonard that we met down at Sioux Falls. Man, he's got a kingdom down there. He's got buildings and all stuff. And here, a tornado came and just took everything away. Just about finished with the building, and the tornado came, took it away as they were building it. It's nothing solid here in this earth.
No, there isn't.
And then it goes up in smoke, like it says in that song, where fire and great heat will melt it away. We got the truth. We invested in the Word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and seek ye first the kingdom of God, and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We're the most blessed people on planet Earth, you and I are, because we invested in the Word of God. The Lord found us, and we surrendered, and then He put us on the journey, and we didn't stop until we found it. I did. Back in 71, when the Lord saved me, man, I didn't know nothing. I just kicked from pillar to post, trying to wiggle your way through the jungle. He told us that how the right thing was it. But as we moved on, we found out that to be true. It's not compatible with the Word of God. And then, like I keep saying, we had a man come to our house and he hammered it home. It's nothing but first-class deception. So where do you go? You go to the Lord.
It says in Ezekiel 7:19, they will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be treated as a thing unclean. Their silver and gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. Mm-hmm. It will not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs, for it has caused them to stumble into sin. Really, that is what happens when you put your trust in silver and gold. You stumble into sin, and in the end, it's not going to be able to deliver you. It's only God will deliver you through the Lord Jesus Christ when you put your trust in Him and in His Word and follow the truth for your day and hour.
Yeah, we found a lot out when we visited with people I used to know as I was, you know, I was journeying up towards this truth here. And along the road, I met a lot of people, and they tell me I've been in every religion. See, I was searching. I was on the journey. And they look at it in a negative sense because they didn't continue on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They were content with living in these cesspools of religion. And see, we weren't satisfied with that. I wasn't satisfied with that Pentecostal thing. I saw the flaws in it. And then I moved to the Baptist. And I moved to the full gospel. And then I just moved on. I just carried it because I was looking for something. And I know if I keep looking and searching, I'll find something because the Bible says so. Seek and ye shall find. And I just kept on going. I knew, I didn't even know what I was looking for, to be honest with you. I just knew there's something in my spirit and my soul that's looking for something. And I knew if I'll find it, I'll find out, I'll know what I was looking for. And that just That's the way it was with me, and then I found it, and I never turned back. And then all of a sudden, you become enemies of everybody. Everybody hates you simply because you persevered. That's what I'm trying to say. You persevered until you found it, and that's what you and I did, and that's what I know. You and I, we're right. At the end of the day, we're going to still be right, and all this thing will go up in smoke here in this last generation. It's just that mm-hmm. simple. See, we didn't stop. People don't like that's what they hate about us, because they were failures, and they figured we should be failures too, and then we'd get along good with them if we'd be failed, because we'd be in their mm-hmm. camp. But we didn't stop. We
That's
kept
right.
on going.
Mm-hmm. That's the long and the short of it. You know, they hate you because of their failure to move on in truth, and then you become the enemy because of their failures. That's the long and the short of it, what happens to a lot of people.
Back in 2 Thessalonians, it says that they did not receive a love for the truth. When you talk to these people, they believe lies about us. They're not true what they're mm-hmm. saying about us, because it's right down to the form when Paul said back in 2 Thessalonians, this will be what condemns people because they did not receive a love for the truth. See, the thing they tell about us is not true,
mm-hmm.
but they choose to believe it anyway. Even though it doesn't make sense, you know, they believe stupid things about us, and then therefore they believe the lie. Say it back at us all. They believe the lie. They would rather believe a lie than the truth. And you can't reason with these people because they decided to believe the lie instead of the truth. If they wanted the truth, they would pursue it like you and I did. When we heard something, well, it was questionable. Yeah, I heard this, that, and the other. And I went to investigate it, and I found it to just like the Bereans. They went to investigate what Paul was saying, and they found it to be true. That's the way it was. When we heard about a prophet, I never heard nothing in these growing up, coming through Pentecost and through this Hutterite system. I never heard nothing about God sending a prophet, and somebody told me about it, and I looked at it, and I saw it to be true. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet. I had no problem with it, because it was true, because all I wanted was truth. But see, people, they don't want the truth. They want to believe a lie. They would rather believe a lie about us, you know, and things like that. And they tell them, oh, it's been about 100 different religions. No, I've been only in one. There's only one. But as I was going through the Pentecostal system, and through the Baptist system, and through the Hutterite system, and through all these things, on this journey to that Cholesterol City, everybody should go read the Pilgrim's Progress, what that guy went to go through, and the many traps along the way. And that's been our journey, and then we found it, and now all we're doing, we're telling people about it, whether they like it or not. They don't have to like us for it. They don't want to read the books. They don't want to tap in. They do sometimes for a little bit, but then they chill out again. But that's their business. The Lord never told us to try to go and convince people. He just told us, put it out there. If somebody's out there that has a hunger and a thirst for truth, I'll bring them to it. And that's all we can do. That's all we're doing. On a day-to-day basis, give us this day our daily bread. We're just doing it out on a day-to-day basis. If people want it, fine. If not, well, pity the man, you know. That's all I could say. Consider the lilies, they don't toil or spin, and there's not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant or sow, but they're fed by the Master who watches them grow. For we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs now the stars and tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each
morning with you.
But he's not too busy to love me and you. For we have heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars until the sun went to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew, but he's not too busy to love me and you. For we have heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, then you will know. Do you know how it feels to know something's missing? To hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? To think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when enough to surrender? How your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night? To know that it's real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart has melted, tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged? Do you know how it feels wherever you roam, you still get a feeling you're not at home, knowing heaven is real, tell me. Do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right when you lay your head on your pillow at night? To know that it's real, do you know how it feels? Yeah, you'll know when something is missing. I knew something was missing. I didn't. I hadn't found what I was looking for. Everybody that has any capacity of any kind, any morals or principles, they know when they found it. They just, you just got to keep persevering. You can't stop in the middle of the road and think you've arrived. Like, let's say, we want to go to Winnipeg, and we decide to stop in Ely there on the way to Winnipeg and not go on. You never get to Winnipeg then. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people do. You got to go to the finish line. There's something built inside of a person that you won't stop until you find it. And you find salvation, but then the journey begins until you find that celestial city, like that Pillar of Progress guy. Oh man, he went from pillar to post. Got into all kinds of entanglements, and all his buddies are trying to divert him, and it's a true story. It's actually, in reality, that's the journey through life. And the same with you and me. We found a lot of distractions along the way, and finally we found it. And then the Lord brought us together. Now we can do, we're in the journey together. And people like it, well, fine. If not, they can go fly a kite. That's not their business how the Lord deals with us. It's not our business how the Lord deals with them. But I know they're miserable when they don't go to the finish wire, and then instead of inquiring about things, mm-hmm. they start deciding it's easier to just hate us. Well, that's their problem, not ours. We're just doing what needs to be done.
That's what it resorts to.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling up the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Amen to that, then we're just marching on with it. The only crime we committed is we marched on, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
This guy, he was wondering, he didn't have the backbone to ask me what I'm about. So he was trying to make circles, and he was kind of wondering. He looked at me kind of strange, and I know he wanted to ask me a question, what I'm about and what I believe in anyway, because he heard all kinds of stories and gossips and all that. So I finally I went face to face with him. I said, I'll tell you what, if you have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God like I do, you're going to come exactly to where I'm at. It's just that simple. I said, the reason I am where I'm at, I had a hunger for God, I had a wonder for truth, I wanted to know what's going on. And if you have the same thing, you'll end up exactly where I'm at. You only could say, I know. Well, that's the bottom line. So we run into people that they're miserable because they did persevere. You got to persevere. That battle church and that Pentecostal church and that full gospel church, they don't have nothing. They're nothing but people left in the dust, and they're nothing but Satan's cages, that's all they are. Synagogues of Satan they evolve into, that's what the Bible says. I didn't say it, I just read the Bible, and that's what they evolve into. They evolve into synagogues of Satan because you got to move on. The minute you don't move on, see, God moves on, and if you don't move on with him, you end up, Satan takes over and he forms the synagogues of Satan. That's all that the battle church is. That's all that the Pentecostal church is. That's all that the Catholic church is. That's all that these churches are. They refuse to move on. And when they refuse to move, Satan takes over and infiltrates it. And you can see it in the back of Revelation. Come out of her, my people, because they have evolved into cages and all of every foul and hateful bird. And we saw that, and we got out, and we... The Lord put us on the journey. We're following the truth. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. When Brother Branham had went, when Brother Jenkins passed away, I know a lot of people that read the movement, but they refused to move on with Brother Jackson. And that's just the way the human nature, that's just what the devil does. The Lord moved on with Raymond M. Jackson, and the people that didn't move with him, they ended up in that Branham cult. That's all it is now. Well, that's what called. Like I say, if you don't move on with the Lord, with the truth, the truth keeps marching on. It's very simple. The truth is marching on, and if I don't march with it, I'll end up in these synagogues of Satan. That's these churches out there. Just that simple. It's a cult, it's whatever you want to call it, whatever. The Bible, at the end of the day, the Bible calls them cages and a whole... of every foul and hateful bird. And if you stay in there, you're going to partake of her sins and receive her plagues. It's just that simple. I didn't write the Bible. I just read it. all I did. And the Lord brought me to the prophet of the age, and he began to expound on things. He let me know where we are in time, and oh, man, it's been a glorious journey because we've invested all our resources go into this here truth. That's where we got all our investments. That's where we got all our money tied up in this here truth. Because that's the only thing that'll, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that'll stand. Mm-hmm. Just the bottom line. I want to continue with that Sardis church. There's so much in that Sardis church, what happened, because you got to drag yourself. You got to go back what happened back in the 1500s. You got to go back and see history. See, the Brother Jack explained it, and the seals, exactly what happened throughout the Dark Ages there, how these kings and these Roman Catholic priests, and then it became, evolved into the popes, and here they're just coming out of it, and the Lord raised up, sent that angel, and he linked up with Martin Luther, and bringing the European world completely out of that Roman Catholic darkness. And oh, it was, if you were living back then, it would have been a glorious time there for a while. And coming out of religious bondage, and you had to buy the Word of God. Everything you did, you had to buy. You had to pay these Catholic Jesuits for penance. If you want to get somebody, want to get married, you got to pay the Catholic Church. If you want to get somebody burned, you got to pay them. And then once they're dead, you got to pay them to pray them out of purgatory. All was engineered to take your money. And finally, the Lord comes down. And it gives Martin Luther a revelation. The just shall live by faith. You don't have to go through the Catholic rigmarole and diabolical thing. And here, there for a while, there was people that stayed true and formed. They didn't fell for that, for these Antichrist, for these Jakob Hutter guys, and these Andreas Zenopas and these Swingley. They were just sent in by Satan to destroy what God did through Martin Luther. And it did. That fire didn't last very long. You can go read it. We'll just read it here. And unto the angel. See, it's always that angel. Unto the angel. Always that, but throughout the seven churches, it's always unto the angel. Right. Unto the angel of the church in Sardis. Right. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. That's what. See, that's one of those stars that Jesus held in his right hand back in the first chapter of Revelation. I know thy works. That's an end of speaking. That thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. See, they were just going through the form after a while, you know. They were good there for a while, but after a while they deteriorated. And Satan, he's sitting back and he watches, because he's not a very happy camper now that all his... Martin Luther took away his little toy, his Catholic toy. At the end of the day, that Catholic Pope, he was thrown into prison and he died in prison, like a vagabond, you know. But see, on this journey through there, there was a time when he wasn't, when he was pretty powerful, and then along comes Martin Luther, puts him out of commission. And then along comes the Lord, and he warns them that they're Satan began to infiltrate it. And then he said, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Once Satan infiltrates it, you become dead. It's just that simple, because you're not moving on. You're not holding on to the thing that God has given you to the church age of, back then, to the church age of Sardis, through that message of Martin Luther. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready for dying. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. He didn't hang on to the rest of it, my feet. All they would have had to do was just hang on to what Martin Luther said. But see, like I say, Satan comes in with his Antichrist and he waters it down and he begins to bring two thoughts into people's mind. So they start bickering back and forth. Is it this way? Is it that way? No, there's only one thing to bicker about, to just to live by faith. And that put that Roman Catholic system completely out of business. Because you don't have to pay for your penance and all that stuff for yourself. You just accept it by faith. Just to live by faith. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. See, all they had to do was remember what they heard. And and hold fast. That's all. That's what it says here. Very plain English. Hold fast to the things that Martin Luther brought and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few in Nabs, even in Sardis. See, there's a few in Sardis that held on to it. That didn't fall for that. And then a lot of stuff to break down into that commune style living. And to prove to you, that commune style living, it was brought on by the devil. Yeah, back in the early church, they said none of the things that they had were theirs, but that was in the early church there, when everything was like, they lived like you and I do. We don't say that my things are yours, or your things are mine, and we just have one bank account, and we're exactly what they lived back in there, because that's why that prophet came, to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our Father. And we can read there for a short time. That's what they did. They shared their belongings and everything. They didn't live in a commune like the devil set that commune system up. They lived in town there, and the apostles, they went from house to house to give the bread. They were each at their own house. See what the devil does? He twists everything up. The people that have houses, there are people, even today, they got five or six houses. But once they get converted to Christianity, they don't need five or six houses. They just want to live a modest lifestyle, and then they only need one house. What they did, so they give the other four or five houses, depends how many, if they had six houses, they would give five of them to the apostles to share them with somebody that didn't have nothing, that just come off the street and didn't have nothing, as long as they were converted, as long as they were born again, and they believed that they were a part of that, they were part of that nucleus of people. Like you can read about Ananias and Sapphira. They thought it looked like a pretty good thing from the outside, and they thought they'll join up with them, but their heart wasn't converted yet, and they were proved to be not true. But it was real genuine back there. And the same thing with you and me. You and I were genuine. We share our wealth because we're genuine. We're drawn back to it was as it was back in the early church. And it says here, thou hast a few nymphs and Sardis which have not defiled their garments. See, they didn't fall for that garbage, that Jacobuter stuff, and that Zwingli stuff. And all that the devil was doing, he was sending them in to bring two lines of thoughts, and then once he does that, then you start arguing and debating, and then you choose sides. Are you on the polls? Are you Paul? Are you with this guy? Are you with this guy? That's what the devil does, just to cause division. But see, we get the truth. We don't have to worry about these. Thou hast a few nymphs, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's the bottom line. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you've allowed us to see your scriptures. You've allowed us to see the day and hour we're living in, Lord. Even these closing days of time. You've given us so much understanding because we've invested all our efforts, all our finances, we've invested in your word. And Lord, we just pray you just continue to open the hearts of the people, Lord, that they'll be able to see, because the God of this world has blinded them, that they cannot see the glorious light of the gospel to shine through, Lord. We just pray, Lord, you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. That's the bottom line. That you got to persevere right to the end, and you go back into history, and we go back there to see what happened back in the Church of Jesus of Sardis. And then we're talking about these communes. You know, they got these communes set up all over now, down at the Society of the Brethren. And to prove that it's not the devil started out and he found out it actually works for him. It's a pretty good system. So here, when America rejected the prophet, he got these this hippie movement, and they began to when it began to deteriorate. What they did, these hippies, they started up these communes all over, especially over all over California, and a bunch of people, they would just pool their resources, and they would live in this commune-type setting. Well, it was all of the devil, set up by the devil, because these people, they didn't have no understanding of nothing. It's just the way the devil sets this whole thing up, because he saw it works pretty good for him, and he got the people back in the church age of Sardis. He got them dragged back into Roman Catholicism through that community style living. It's first class socialism. It's first class communism. It's first class, just like it did in Russia. You know, back in the day when Russia was a communist country, and still is to this day, really. But see, it's first, that whole thing is first class socialism. You can't even think for yourself. They tell you what you're going to have for breakfast, and you slowly begin to be molded into that mold that by the time you get old, you don't even know that you've been like cooking the frog. You don't even know you've been cooked. Like they think for you. They tell you, like I say, they tell you what you're going to have for breakfast and when you're going to have breakfast and the sandwich, lunch. Everything is mapped out for you that you can't even, you don't even have to think for yourself. And we saw the cracks in it, and the Lord saw that we have a desire for truth and for reality, and he took us out of there with a strong and mighty arm. Behind it was the Spirit of the living God, but he used these tugs to do that, because we had to expose them. He had to expose what these preachers at the pulpit have evolved into. It's just a first-class communistic system. It's just that simple. And we're not against the people. We're against how Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society, and they don't even know that they've been infiltrated. They've been took. And here along the road alive, I had a lot of questions about it, and here the Lord sent a man, and he had a heart attack, and he was dead for 17 minutes, and he found out he's a Hutterite. He's on the wrong side of the fence, because when he died, he found out he missed heaven. And then he came back, and he begged and pleaded with that angel to give him another chance, and then, and lo and behold, he got his life back, and 2-3 months later, he went from calling to calling to tell the people, this Hutterite thing is deception. And I heard him, I saw it. I was sitting right in front of me, and it really went to my heart. And for 15 years, I was walking around like in a daze, because I knew all I'm doing here, I'm working for the devil. At the end of the day, there's nothing in it. And it put me on a search, because he told my dad, he pleaded, let's go out there and look for it. We put our life on the line, we'll find it. There's something out there, he said. I don't know what it is, but if we put our life on the line, and we'll find it. And that's exactly what I did. I the day came, and they terminated me, and I knew there was something out there somewhere, and I found it. I found it right, the ministry of the Church Age of Laodicea, the ministry of Brother that angel to the Church Age of Laodicea. And I found it right back up in Vancouver at that church, that William Eddie Bissell's church there. And before I got in there, the Lord warned me, be very careful. There is a lot of danger in that movement. Because what happened, the reason there's a lot of danger in there, that Brennan movement, it didn't move on into Brother Jackson. So what happens is that the devil takes over and it becomes a cult. And that's what I was warned about. And I was there for 3 years, and then the Lord took me out of there, because it just evolved into a cult. But in the meantime, I found out about the ministry of Brother Brenham, and then the Lord took me out of there and took me to the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson. He was still alive, and I spent 10 years at every convention. I'd go down to Jeffersonville, and every chance I got, 2-3 times a year, I'd go down and went to their convention, and that's why I invested all my effort in for 10 years, and then the Lord took Brother Jackson off the scene, and then the Lord was looking around for somebody who is then that faithful and wise servant. Everything we're saying doing here is exactly backed up with the scriptures. And then he found you and I faithful and wise to continue on with the program. All you and I do, we're holding on to the things that have been firmly established to Brother Branham and Brother Jack, but we're bringing you the right picture. And then he moved on us to send out that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because that's all that's left now. If you miss that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, after that, it devolves into something else. Then you're going to have to give your life if you're a Christian. If you're not ready, and if you haven't done nothing to prepare yourself for the marriage supper of the Lamb, just like it says, after a while the king comes in, before you go to that rapture, the king comes in and he checks through the guests to see if they did anything about their lifestyle. And if he finds them not faithful, he just tells them to go out into outer darkness. And the rest, they go into the rapture. It's just that simple. And people that missed it, people that have not prepared themselves, people that will not be ready, they're going to go into that place where it's called, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. See, God had this whole thing all blueprinted out. And all that you and I do, we're just following the program. The truth is marching on. It's just that simple.
You know, the when you follow history and you understand it according to the Word of God, there's a lot of people, they're just content in going to church, and they think they have it all. They think they believe in Jesus and they have it all. But it's not the whole package of understanding. You could be actually in a debt trap. You know, those churches are actually a debt trap, if you look at it. They're not the truth for your day and hour, and they'll lead you down to hell and death. And people, it's so deceptive because they think they teach Jesus, and that's the end all, where all. But they don't have the truth. They don't know if they're coming or if they're going. And that's the sad part. Like when the Reformation broke out in Europe in the 1520s, right away the devil was at work already. The Roman Catholics, they had they call it the Counter-Reformation. See, it was all an engineered of Satan to counteract what God was doing, the Reformation. And then you can see how down through history, how the Satan has tried to counteract what God is doing. And people they're not aware of that. And when you try to tell people that, they just shut you off and they don't want to learn more. And that's what I could never understand. I always wanted to know the whole counsel of God, to get to know God and who he is, so you can't be deceived. See, when you understand these things, then it's hard for the devil to pull the wool over your eyes and deceive you. Like he does millions of people that sit in the church world today, and they're just sitting there being deceived, and they're not aware of it, that they're being deceived. Because when Daniel saw that fourth beast, was Rome, that Roman Empire. And then he saw that how diverse it was and how it devoured all the earth and will trample and crush it. That's what Roman Catholicism did. First it was the Roman Empire of the Caesars, then it evolved into Roman Catholicism, and they trampled down everything. And by the grace of God, that Reformation broke down out, and that was what dealt it a deadly wound, that system. And people, when you walk on in truth, they classify you as being controversial. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's just you're searching for the answers. You're searching for the truth, and that's all we did. You know, we were searching for answers. Because I listened to a lot of preachers, and no one could tell me the answers to my questions that I had. Because when you're honest with yourself and you're honest before God, God will give you the answers. And that's exactly what he did for me. He led me right to where the answers lay in the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And we didn't stop until we came to that, to those. And that's why when we to a lot of people, we're controversial and we're intrusive, you know. But that's what the truth does, you know. The truth shines light into your life, and a lot of people they're scared of that. They're scared of that confrontation because mm-hmm. they know they'll have to get out of their comfort zone and start doing something. So they either reject you or they will and pursue it. There's only two ways. They'll either reject what you have to say and kick you out of their places, or they'll start listening and analyzing this thing if a person is hungry. But that's the problem with people in nowadays. They sit in these churches and they're so filled with these ideologies that they are not hungry for the truth. And when we come along and we tell people with a history and what this church world out there is all about, that it's all just part of Roman Catholicism, then they don't accept what we have to say, and they don't accept us. But it's really the truth that they don't want. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. See, Jesus was controversial in his hour because he came to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And that's exactly when you look at the Reformation era. Those men were controversial because they were exposing Roman Catholicism. They were exposing the lies of what Roman Catholicism was teaching. In the same way, in the hour of Brother Branham, Brother Branham is considered a controversial figure because he exposed the church system out there, that they were eating on dead Karen. They're eating on old dead meat that was actually never something. Like, they are feeding on that Roman Catholic beast, because it takes you back to Nicaea, Rome, to that water baptism. So see, you can see how the truth is controversial, and the same way with Brother Jackson, people could not readily accept the truth, and then they had all kinds of names for him. And that's the same way with us. When you walk on in truth, there's one guarantee that you're gonna have a lot of enemies, because the devil uses these people there's an animosity that goes on, because there's the line of truth and a lie, and that creates that animosity and that controversial. People will resort to believing a lie, or they'll resort to believing the truth, and then there between that there is always that that animosity that happens.
Amen to that. It is very plain. Back in the Second Thessalonians, that's the bottom line. They will be condemned simply because they choose to believe a lie. Mm-hmm. They would rather believe a lie that's going around that you and I are checking up, mm-hmm. that it's a sexcapade. Mm-hmm. They love to believe that instead of believing what we tell them.
That's right.
The Lord put us on the journey, brought us together to put us on the journey to that celestial city. That's the bottom line of it all. And see, but they will not have an excuse. The devil told me so. They won't have an
That's
excuse
right.
there. The devil misled me. That's not going to fly, because they were given a scripture: be sober, be vigilant, because they were warned that the adversary, the devil, goes around mm-hmm. seeking whom may be devoured. But they kind of sat back and they relaxed, and they told that preacher up in that pulpit to feed me and go fight the war for me. Well, the devil will fight it for you, but he'll take you out to hell and death. And that. Where we and you are different. We didn't believe that preaching.
Mm-hmm.
We saw right through them. They're nothing but agents of Satan. They're nothing but Antichrist. And if we wouldn't have done what we did, we wouldn't have had an excuse. Oh, the preacher told me that.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be a very, that would be a pretty lame excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you were given, we were given the mandate to be sober, to be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, he goes around seeking whom he may devour, and we did not stop until we found that pearl of great price. And now, once we found it, that's really when the devil puts the heat on, but really charges it up to the point where they come even in here Just when I was sick unto death here a few years back, they had one ambition. We got to bring him back into the fold. We got to bring him into the cult. We got to bring him into the commune. Once we got him in there, the devil knows he's got you crippled. And that's what they came here for. We got a good deal for it. We take you back, and all you got to do is go through these Auschwitz rigmarole, and then you become part of us. You become one of us. I just simply thought that ain't going to happen because it's just purebred Roman Catholicism and the first degree. But see, we were onto that. Even though I was sick onto that, I still had enough fight left. I'm not going to fall for your garbage because we know what that Hutterite thing is. Nothing but Asia, nothing but set up by these antichrists back at the 1530s, 1540, back then. All of a sudden, the devil, he comes in with all these movements. And before you know it, the light that Martin Luther brought, it pretty well went out. And there was a few, just like it says, there was a few that didn't go for that garbage. Mm-hmm. There were few that were predestined. They didn't fall for that because it says there were some back in Sardis that didn't fall for it. And they will be walking in white. And they'll be bound faithful and true each church age. Message, and there were people that were faithful and true, and even here in Church Age of Laodicea, there's people that's not going to fall for all this. Well, all this wealth is out there, like you take the colors, how rich they are and everything, all of this is a weapon of deception. That's all it is. That luxury lifestyle and all that, everything is paved out for you, that socialistic system, very rich. But see what it is, they don't realize the danger, how deceptive it is, and how Satan is using it to put them, to lull them to sleep, that they're content. Now he's got it mixed in with religion, and we've got community-style living, and like I say, what the devil does, he takes a little bit of truth out of the scripture, and then he twists it around to fit his agenda, and then he finds out, back in the Bible, when they had all things common, and he mixes this in with the socialistic program, and people fall for it, and they just take it hook, line, and sinker, but they don't realize that it's first-class deception. And then he piles on with all that wealth, he lulls them to sleep, and he boils that frog, and before you know it, when they die, they have only one destiny. They're going out to hell and death. And all we're doing, we're trying to warn them because that's where our investments go. That's where all our resources go. Warning the people here, and these closing days of time, and then we do that, the Lord will fill in all the necessary details. He will make sure our finances are met. He's going to make sure that we have 24-hour bodyguard. He's going to make sure we have safety on the road and everything. That's just the way he is. He's faithful and true to those that put the trust in him. That's exactly what you and I decided to do one day. We're going to follow Jesus no matter what. And then the devil, he starts buffeting you or tries to wear you down. But see, we're bound and determined to endure to the end. That's the bottom line, no matter what it takes.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to give you thanks for everything you've done for us, for leading us on, Lord, to the righteousness of our day and hour. We just want to present it to people, what the enemy is up to, and what has he been up to, and so people can come to the knowledge of the truth. And so that we will not be found negligent, not to let people know these things, Lord. So we just want to paint a picture in the hearts of people, what the enemy is up to, and what and your great and wonderful ways, Lord, how you've combated the forces of the Antichrist with those four beasts that are presented in the book of Revelation, those four beasts that were out in the grace age that help to counteract what the Antichrist spirit was doing. So we just want to present it to people so that they are aware of these things and so that they too can come to the knowledge of the truth. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.